Hey, it's Michael. Welcome to the podcast. Today I'm talking about chasing discomfort for success. You've heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. That's what I'm talking about today. Talking about pain as an opportunity. Talking about the relationship that people have to pain, and specifically the relationship that athletes have to pain. It's very unique, and I think you're going to really like this episode. It was inspired by a series on Netflix called Stutz. That's spelled S-T-U-T-Z, and it's about the psychotherapist in Hollywood. It's actually the actor Jonah Hill, his psychotherapist. And so I looked into Phil Stutz, is the guy's name. I looked into some of his work, and it really resonated with me because it's something I've been thinking about for quite a while, is a different relationship with pain, especially for athletes, and something that I've been experimenting with for the last couple of years. And so I'm really excited about today's episode because I think I have some great suggestions for you for as an athlete, and actually for a lot of people in general, is a different relationship with pain, a different way to look at it. And essentially what it is pain as an opportunity. So I'm not talking about useless pain like stubbing your toe or something like that, but I'm talking more about pain that will give you a greater gain in the future. So I think you kind of know what I'm talking about here. But let me just frame it with sort of three examples. One is what I call biological pain. That is like I just said. So like stubbing your toe, things that maybe you're not going to get a lot of gain out of it. So like a biological pain. The other one I want to talk about is social pain. So this could be something where, like, maybe you want to ask somebody out on a date, maybe you want to have a conversation with somebody, and the pain that you're fearing is maybe the pain of rejection or judgment or feeling awkward. It's a type of pain, but it's a good pain in that if you can really embrace it and go through it, you're going to get a greater gain potentially by going through that pain. And then the other one, of course, is what I'm really focusing on today, is athletic pain. So the same kind of thing. Athletes put themselves through pain for a greater gain. That is really the whole game of it, kind of depending on the athleticism of the sport and the pain level in the sport. So I want to suggest, especially for athletes, a new philosophy about pain. And it's more toward moving from the passive to the active. So if you think about in the primal sense, passive is freeze and flight, and active is fight. So that instinctually, when we are faced with pain or adversity or fear or something scary, we go into this primal mode, which is fight, flight, or freeze. That is pretty basic. And this happens on a more subtle way when you are doing your athletic event. And what it means is that if some sort of an adversity pops up in your competition or in your sport, there's a very natural tendency to kind of go into passive mode or freeze or flight mode. Avoidance, right? You know, getting away from the pain would be flight. Freezing is much more kind of like anxiety and worry and spinning, these kinds of things. That's the passive mode. So today we're going to be going from the passive mode to the active mode, to the fight mode. And I'll tell you how we're going to do this. It's essentially having a different relationship with pain. And what it is thinking about pain as an opportunity. And again, this is the good pain that's, you know, useful. I'm not talking about masochism here. I'm talking about pain that brings you a greater gain, especially in sports. And again, it's very natural for athletes to say, God, I hope it's not too hot out there. I hope it's not too windy. I hope that one competitor doesn't show up. I hope they're having a bad day. You know, kind of avoidance. Can you see what I'm getting at here? It's more of that passive, like, let me retreat from the danger and the worry and let me kind of hope it doesn't happen. The problem with that is that in your sport, you know there's always an unexpected stuff. And if you're hoping that the adversity doesn't show up, if you're hoping it doesn't happen, when it does show up, you're going to be much more on the defense. And what you want to do is prime yourself for the offense. You want to actually hope that your competitor shows up strong because you're going to teach them a lesson. You're going to actually hope that is windy in that bike race, because you're going to go to the gutter and you're going to make sure everyone feels the pain and suffering because you're ready for it. So it's this kind of attack mode, this proactive attack mode. And I think the best way to illustrate this is with a personal story. I like to do this on my podcast, give you some personal nuggets, because I think it can convey kind of in real time how, especially how this pain as an opportunity or chasing discomfort works. So I live here in Naples, Florida, and there's some really fast bike rides on the weekends here. And so about 6 months ago, I want to share something with you. I was on this ride. It was a Saturday ride, and there's a lot of good riders on these rides, but there's one particular guy. He's probably the strongest guy there, and he's ranked nationally. He's a great racer, and during one of these rides, he broke away, and I decided to chase him. And I was kind of half serious, as like, there's no way I'm going to stay with this guy. But we were going for a while, and you know, all I could really do was hang on this guy's wheel. And if you understand bike racing, if you're behind another rider and you're going fast, you know, upwards of 30 miles an hour, you're actually saving about 30% of your energy. The other person's expending, in other words, 30% more than you are for the same work. So I was stuck right behind his wheel, just kind of catching the draft, and I could barely hang on. And I said to myself, this is ridiculous. I'm way out of my league here, but I'm going to just stay with him for, you know, maybe a couple more miles. And there was a particular landmark ahead. I said, you know, I'm going to quit when we hit that landmark. And I was feeling, honestly, probably the most pain I've felt in a number of years since I was actually, you know, racing maybe more than 20 years ago. And I said to myself, like, I remember this, and this is ridiculous. This hurts so much. So we got to the landmark, and I said, you know what? I'm still hanging on. He's not accelerating. He's keeping a steady pace. I'm in a brutal amount of pain, but let me go to the next landmark. Let me go to the next, you know, crossroad up ahead. We get there, and the same thing happens. I say to myself, well, let me go just a little bit more, and then I'll quit. Then I'll, you know, be able to drink some water and kind of recover and go back to the pack. And, you know, the next landmark, and like one more landmark. And then something kind of really curious happened. I was in all this pain, and I said to myself, like, well, what if I actually started liking this pain? Again, not like in a masochistic way, but more of like, what's going on here? This is really curious. The more I experience this pain, the more I sit with it and kind of accept it, the longer I can go with this guy. Like, this is really interesting. Let me play around with this. And so I said to myself, bring it on. Like, that was the phrase that kind of popped into my head, was bring it on. Like, give me more pain. Like, I hope this guy goes even harder because I want more pain. This is making me better. This is getting me to perform. The more pain I feel, the better I perform. That was my mindset. So this, it was almost like a switch was flipped, and I went like into this different mode. And once I did that, once I said kind of like, bring it on, give me more pain, I felt the pain in a different way. It wasn't like it stopped hurting, but it didn't bother me as much, and I wasn't as fearful of it. I was kind of integrating it and almost like making it my friend. And it wasn't, again, that I didn't feel the pain, but it was less fearful. It was less primal. It was more of like a sophisticated relationship with the pain, if you will. It's kind of hard to describe, but again, it's more of like flipping a switch going into, you know, athletes say, you know, I hit my second wind. It's kind of like I hit my third wind. And I got into this zone where I just heard myself breathing. I could feel my heart beating. And I was able to hang with this guy for the rest of the ride. And I really couldn't believe it. I was like, this, I pushed myself so hard. And, you know, I survived, obviously. But it was really kind of unlocked something. And I started really getting on this journey. Actually, about 2 years ago, I started getting on this journey about kind of the relationship we have to pain and pleasure. And what I started doing about 2 years ago was I started taking cold showers. And the idea there was to get a different relationship with pain. And I'll talk a little bit more about cold showers in a minute. But my point here is that I've been interested in this topic for a while. And then there's this series on Netflix called Stutz about kind of facing anxiety and going right toward it. And I just love this philosophy. And so I want to give you guys some experiments, some homework, if you will. Because I think sometimes the best way for people to apply what I'm talking about is to give them some actual activities to play around with. I mean, I could talk about this for a while. You could think about how interesting this is and never do anything about it. So I want to give you some homework, and I think it's really going to help. But before I do that, I want to give a disclaimer, right? Because we live in a litigious society. But I'm not a doctor. You know, if you haven't exercised in a while, or even if you have, you know, can make sure your doctor says this is cool, what I'm about to tell you, okay? That's what I'm going to say here. It's not super extreme, but nevertheless, if you have like some physical ailments, you may not want to try this, okay? Or even if you're healthy, you might want to get it checked out with your doctor first. All right, here it is. Not that big of a deal, but wall squats. Have you ever heard of wall squats? Wall squats are this thing where you sit against, you actually put your back up against a wall and you slide down as if there was an imaginary chair underneath you, but there is no chair. So you're essentially sitting against the wall with your thighs, the top of your legs, parallel to the ground, like exactly parallel, and you're from the knees down, your calves are perpendicular to the ground. So it looks like this sort of right angle. You're sitting in an imaginary chair. And people do this in the gym. You might see people doing this in the gym. This is a great way to practice exactly what I'm talking about having a different relationship with pain. And it's a way to do it in a controlled environment where you're not going to hurt yourself. Hopefully not, right? But this is a way to sort of experiment with the pain here. And so I would suggest setting a timer. And most people, you're going to feel the pain kick in around like 20, 30 seconds. And you go, all right, this kind of sucks. And then maybe you get up to close to a minute. And you go, you know, this is really burning. And notice how I'm describing this, right? It's this kind of defensiveness against the pain. You're not clearly not welcoming it. It just sucks. It doesn't feel good. Now, what I'd like you to do is go as long as you can with this wall squat until you feel like tapping out. Maybe you could go longer, but you're like, you know what? This is where I would normally tap out, and mark that time. Now, it might be a minute. It might only be 30 seconds. It might be 4 minutes if you have like super strong legs. But the point is, when you feel like tapping out mentally, I want you to tap out and mark the time. Okay. Now give yourself a little bit of a rest, maybe drink some water, come back and do it again. And this time, apply the mentality of, I hope it hurts even more. I know that the more it hurts, the more performance I'm going to get, the longer I'm going to go, the more it hurts. This is going to build character. It's going to build strength. I'm the kind of person who takes on challenges, and I want more of this. And every time the pain waves hit me, I say to myself, come on, bring it on. That all you got? Is that all you got? Give me more. Give me more pain. So try this. And I almost guarantee you, your second round, you're going to get to that point where you feel like tapping out the time that you recorded, and you're going to go, no problem. And you're going to go past it. And then there's going to be another point where you're going to want to tap out, right? You're going to hit like that second wave, right? And maybe then you'll tap out, maybe you won't. But the point is, you can start doing these wall squats as a way to play around with your relationship with pain so that you can break through some of these walls, okay? The next thing I have for you is, like I suggested earlier, is the cold showers. Okay, the first time I tried this, I think I literally screamed out loud in the shower because you generally, getting hit with cold water in the shower is kind of a shocking thing. And that's why I said, you know, you might want to ask your doctor about this if you have heart conditions or whatever. But try it, okay? If you're in generally, you know, you got the go-ahead from your doctor and you're in good health, like try the cold shower. It's incredibly powerful. And again, you go into it. The first time you do it, honestly, is just about survival. You're going to be screaming and you're going to be like flinching, right? But after about a week of doing this, you're going to get accustomed to the cold water to the extent that you're going to be able to apply this new chasing discomfort, pain is an opportunity kind of attitude. And what happens after about a week, you're going to be able to go like chest first right into this cold water shower. And you can even say out loud, you can say, bring it on, let's go. I love cold water. I love pain. This is really good for my body. And you let it just hit you, and you turn around, let it hit your back. Like, you don't tippy toe into it. You're like, I love pain. This is amazing. And I've been doing this, I'm telling you, for the last 2 years. And if I don't do it, if I skip it, I notice kind of my mental sharpness going down. So I'd love you to try this and play around with your relationship with pain. The third sort of homework assignment I'd like you to try, if you want, is social pain, right? Now, sometimes this can be like the scariest thing because it provokes anxiety. My challenge to you is to have a conversation with somebody that you don't normally talk to. So it could be a coworker, it could be, you know, one of your teammates, it could be anybody. And the challenge is to just dive in again, like into this cold water or in the wall squat. And all you do is just simply have a conversation with them. And you can say, hey, how was your weekend? How you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while. Hey, you know, nice shoes or whatever it is, right? You make some small talk, but you literally pick somebody, target somebody that maybe you don't feel really comfortable with, you don't have a natural affinity with. And it's this type of training in the sociological realm to get you used to get you actually craving discomfort. And then after the conversation, it might be good, might be bad, might be awkward, doesn't really matter, but you're going to notice a different feeling after you have this conversation, and it's going to feel liberating. You're like, wow, I just did that. Like, that was kind of cool. Maybe I'll do that more, because again, it's the short-term pain for a possible greater gain. Okay. So I want to leave you with a couple more tricks here, and I call these mantras. Mantras are very short phrases, sort of like linguistic keys to anchor you or to trigger you. And I'll give you one of them. And this one that I used on this particular bike ride I told you about is bring it on. Three words, bring it on. It's kind of like taunting, like another fighter if you're in a boxing ring, but you're kind of taunting pain. So that in your athletic event, again, depending how much pain is involved in this particular sport, you can use this mantra, which is bring it on when you're feeling the pain. And what it does is it starts to play this linguistic trick on you. Words are incredibly powerful to your subconscious mind, so that you can say bring it on, and you start using this in your events or in your training. You can then use it in competition, and it will spark and trigger yourself to push through pain and have it, more importantly, to have a different relationship with pain where you're like, I love this. This is great. Bring it on. And going more from, from the defense to the offense. You want to be going on the offense. So I'll leave you with that. The mantra, the homework, the wall squats, the cold shower, the conversation, you can try that. And think about pain as an opportunity. And this is what I mean, is the good pain as an opportunity. You know what the good pain is? It's not pain that just has no purpose, but stuff that will lead to a greater gain in your life. I really hope this episode helps you. It's, again, something I've been checking out for a long time is this whole relationship that humans have with pain, how you can be the master of it, master pain and pleasure, and not have it use you, right? Okay, that's it. Chasing Discomfort for Success. My name is Michael Seeley. This is my sports psychology podcast. You can go to michaelseeley.com, check out all my episodes there, all my coaching programs, and I'm hoping this podcast helps you. Share it with friends and family, spread the word. And this stuff, I'm hoping, is helping you and helping society at large. That would be, you know, the ideal dream, right? Is it just helps a lot of people. So thanks for listening. Everyone, please be well.